Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 23rd. We're continuing on in Genesis chapter 8, and also we'll read Psalm 102 verses 1 through 17. In Genesis, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 5 and 20 through 22, just a little snippet about the time while Noah and his family were in the ark. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had gone down. And on the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. I'm not going to read the next portion, but you may remember first Noah sends out a raven, and then he sends out a dove. At first, the dove can't find anywhere to perch, so it comes back. Do you remember what happens the second time? He comes back, but he has something in his mouth, an olive leaf. So Noah knew that the water had been receding from the earth, and he waited seven more days and sent the dove out again. And then this time the dove didn't return to him. So Noah knew that the water had receded. And God said to Noah, come out of the ark. So he and his wife and his sons' wives and all the animals, they came out of the ark. I'm going to pick up in verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. As we move over to the Psalms, we're reading Psalm 102, verses 1 through 17 today. According to Douglas Webster, this is a prayer of the distressed. I love how Dr. Webster described this psalm. So I'm going to read the first couple of paragraphs for you from his commentary. This is a prayer for desperate times. The psalmist is distressed and destitute, unable to cope, and filled with despair. His life is upended, and he's barely hanging on. This is not an everyday prayer. It is reserved for those times of grief, loneliness, and utter weakness that bring us to the edge of the abyss. What stands out about this personal lament is the worshiper's in-depth understanding and confidence in the sovereign Lord, coupled with his genuine grasp of the big picture of salvation. Rarely are these two extremes, personal despair and solid theological understanding, juxtaposed in such a dynamic way. In other words, even though this psalmist is in the pit of pits, he still knows and believes that God is sovereign and he is in control. Webster says, the psalmist portrays his dark desperation in tension with his unwavering belief in the Lord's sovereignty and in the future of salvation. He chooses to locate his personal trauma in a larger picture of God's eternal security. raw emotion is freely expressed and mature theology is beautifully articulated. We are given a psalm that melds the dark night of despair with the living hope that is ready to be revealed at the last time. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like growing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears. Because of your great wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants, and her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord, for the king of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Just a reminder that the Lord will respond to the prayer of the destitute. What a promise. If you are in the pit of despair today, then you can be assured that he does not despise your plea. Verse 15 is a great reminder that the nations will fear the name of the Lord. And if we read on in the psalm, we're reminded that the Lord remains the same year after year. There is this balance of knowing who God is and also crying out, where are you in the midst of this? Verse 28 ends the psalm by saying, the children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. And that reminds me of the praise song that's called, Oh, Praise the Name. And this is the chorus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God. At the end, after I pray, you'll hear an excerpt from this song with the band from Beeson Divinity School's worship, their chapel worship on Tuesdays. Ada Burris was singing with this group, and I just recorded them last week when I went to chapel. I hope it is a blessing to you today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that we can come to you with all of our emotions, our frustration, our longings, our waiting, our joy, our sorrow. Thank you for being our all in all. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face. We pray specifically even now for someone on our prayer list who is hurting. We pray for our family members right now, Lord, maybe something that you have given us to pray for them again and again. We pray for those who are going into a weekend that is momentous and special, that you would guide them and help them to be a light to the world around them. Would you do your work of saving grace in the lives of those who are on our prayer list who have not come to know you? And would you gain glory, Lord? May it be so from our lives today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Yeah.